In a world spinning faster every day, more and more people are choosing to slow down and dig in. They're planting gardens on balconies, raising chickens in backyards, collecting rainwater, learning to cook, fix, build, and grow what they once paid for. This isn't a trend, it's a response to food insecurity, to rising prices, to the feeling that we've lost control of the basics: food, water, shelter, peace of mind. Homesteading is no longer just about living off the land. It's about living with intention. It's about remembering how to care for ourselves, our families, and the land that holds us. This guide will show you exactly how to start, no matter where you live. And it's not about doing everything. It's about doing one thing well, then building from there. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1, Why Homesteading Matters Today. A clear introduction to why more people are choosing the homesteading life. Homesteading is about taking back control. It means growing your own food, collecting your own water, using less energy, and building a life that doesn't rely on fragile systems. You don't need a farm or acres of land to get started. You just need the desire to do more for yourself, step by step. So, why does homesteading matter right now? Because the world feels unstable. Food prices are rising, power grids are overloaded, climate disasters are more common, and many people feel burned out, overworked, and disconnected, and homesteading gives you a way to respond. It offers food security, it reduces stress, it helps you teach your children real-life skills, it builds community, and it prepares you for emergencies without fear. Homesteading is a mindset shift. It's not about doing everything. It's about changing how you think. Instead of asking, well, where can I buy this? You begin asking, can I grow it? Can I make it? Can I trade for it? Instead of waiting for help, you start becoming the help. Instead of rushing all the time, you slow down and focus on what matters. You don't need much to begin. Here's what you don't need. You don't need acres of land. You don't need a big budget. You don't need to know everything before you start. What you do need is this: a willingness to learn, the courage to try, and the patience to keep going. 5 easy ways to start homesteading. Number 1, grow something. Start with herbs in a window, try lettuce in a pot. Anything you can eat is a great first step. Number 2, compost. You can use worms, a bucket, or a simple bin in your yard. It turns food waste into rich soil. Number 3, cook from scratch. Make your own broth, bread, or simple meals. You'll save money and know what's in your food. Number 4, preserve food. Freeze vegetables, dry fruits. Learn to can. You'll waste less and eat better. Number 5, use less energy. Hang your clothes to dry, turn off lights. Try solar lamps or cook outside when you can. What homesteading gives you? It gives you freedom. It gives you peace. It gives you the confidence to know you can handle more than you thought. It connects you to the earth, your family, and your purpose. Most of all, it teaches you that you don't have to live the way you were told. You can build something better. And it starts right where you are. Chapter 2, Getting Started with Homesteading. Whether you live in a city, the suburbs, or out in the country, this is how you begin. Homesteading isn't about where you live, it's about how you live. You can homestead in an apartment, a small backyard, or on 10 acres of open land. The key is to start small, use what you have, and build from there. Step 1, understand your space. Look around. Where do you live right now? If you live in a city apartment, use your windowsill for herbs. Try vertical gardening on a balcony. Compost with worms indoors. Join a community garden nearby. If you live in the suburbs, turn part of your lawn into a garden bed. Start a compost pile in your backyard. Add rain barrels, build a small chicken coop, if allowed, and grow fruit trees along the fence line. If you live in a rural area, you have space, but start small. Test your soil, plant a few crops, try goats or chickens before taking on more. Learn to build simple infrastructure like fencing, sheds, or irrigation. Step 2, learn local laws and rules. Before you begin, check your area's rules. Are chickens allowed in your neighborhood? Can you collect rainwater? Are there composting or livestock restrictions? What are the local zoning laws? If you live in a homeowners association, HOA, rules may be stricter. Look for ways to work within them. For example, planting edible landscaping or growing food in containers. Tip: don't ask for permission to grow tomatoes in pots, just grow them. Step 3. Pick your first homesteading projects. Start with one or two simple, useful projects. Here are a few good beginner choices. Grow food. Choose easy crops like lettuce, kale, green onions, radishes, or herbs. Use containers, garden beds, or in-ground planting. Don't try to grow everything at once. Compost. In an apartment, use worm bins. In a backyard, start with a simple pile or a small bin. Add food scraps, cardboard, grass clippings, and leaves. Collect rainwater. Add a rain barrel under your roof's downspout. Use it for watering plants, flushing toilets, or emergency supply. Keep it covered to prevent mosquitoes. Cook from scratch. Start with bone broth, sourdough bread, or pickled vegetables. This saves money, reduces waste, and connects you to your food. Step 4. Make a simple plan. Keep it easy. Ask yourself, what's one thing I can grow this month? What waste can I turn into compost? What tool or supply should I learn to use? What can I build or reuse instead of buying new? Don't try to do everything. Homesteading is a long game. Start slow and build confidence. Step 5. Connect with others. You don't have to do this alone. Join online homesteading groups for your region. Talk to local gardeners or farmers. Visit farmers' markets to learn what grows locally. Trade skills with friends, seeds, tools, recipes, or labor. Building a community makes the journey easier and more fun. Chapter 3. How homesteading reshapes daily life. Learn how to organize time, share work, and create a lifestyle that fits the homesteading rhythm. When you begin homesteading, your daily life will change. You'll stop rushing from one task to another. Instead, you'll begin living by the rhythm of the land, sunrise, seasons, chores, and harvests. This chapter will help you understand how to structure your day, manage family roles, and avoid burnout as you build your homestead life. Step 1. Rethink your time. Modern life is fast. Homesteading is slow, but not lazy. You'll need time for morning and evening animal care, gardening and watering, cooking and preserving food, repairs and cleaning, learning new skills, rest and reflection. Instead of multitasking all day, you'll focus on a few high-value tasks that matter. Tip: create a simple daily routine. Example: 7 a.m., feed animals. 8 a.m., check garden and water plants. 10 a.m., housework or harvesting. 1 p.m., food prep or preserving. 4 p.m., outdoor chores or tool maintenance. Evening: rest, read, plan tomorrow. You don't need to follow it perfectly, but a rhythm helps. Step 2. Share labor and involve the family. Homesteading works best when everyone helps. You don't have to do it all yourself. In fact, trying to do it alone will wear you down. Here are simple ways to divide the load. Kids collect eggs, water plants, compost food scraps, help in the kitchen. Teens care for animals, fix fences, prep beds, document harvests. Adults, heavy lifting, planning, building systems, budgeting. Elders, teach old methods, preserve food, share wisdom. Tip, treat it like a team effort. Have homestead meetings each week to assign tasks and reflect on what's working. Step 3, set weekly themes or focus days. Avoid feeling overwhelmed by using a simple rotation system. Here's an example. Weekly flow. Monday, garden maintenance. Tuesday, food preservation. Wednesday, animal care and crop cleaning. Thursday, projects and repairs. Friday, harvest and prep for weekend. Saturday, community or skill sharing. Sunday, rest and family meal. This method keeps tasks from piling up and prevents burnout. Step 4. Redefine success. In homesteading, success isn't how much you earn. Success is feeding your family something you grew, fixing something instead of replacing it, teaching a child to plant a seed, of having time to watch a sunset. You'll need to let go of perfectionism. Your garden will fail sometimes. Plans will change. Rain will come late, and that's part of the life. But over time, you'll learn to trust the process. Step 5. Make space for stillness. Busy hands are good, but homesteading is also about peace. Make time to sit quietly in the garden, drink tea from your own herbs, write in a journal, give thanks for small victories. These moments matter just as much as work. Chapter 4. Using Ancestral Wisdom in Modern Homesteading. How to Honor Traditional Knowledge and Apply Time-Tested Practices to Your Homestead Today. Homesteading isn't new. People have been growing their own food, saving seeds, and living off the land for thousands of years. Long before supermarkets, Wi-Fi, and synthetic chemicals, families and communities thrived using ancestral wisdom. That knowledge still matters and can make your homestead more sustainable, healing, and powerful. Step 1. Understand where your practices come from. Modern homesteading often borrows from older cultures without recognizing their roots. Take time to learn how indigenous communities worked with nature, not against it, how African, Caribbean, and Asian farmers preserved soil and water, how your own ancestors grew, cooked, healed, and stored food. Understanding these traditions builds respect and brings depth to your work. Step 2. Bring back traditional food skills. You don't need expensive gear to preserve food. Use methods that have stood the test of time. Fermenting, sauerkraut, kimchi, pickled peppers, drying, herbs, fruits, seeds, and fish. Root cellars, store potatoes, onions, squash without electricity, salt and smoke, preserve meat without a freezer. These methods reduce waste and connect you to the rhythms of the seasons. Step 3. Save seeds and grow with intention. Seed saving is an ancient tradition, once passed down like stories. To start, choose open-pollinated or heirloom seeds, let a few plants go to seed. Collect, dry, and store seeds in paper envelopes. Label by date, plant type, and variety. Saving your own seeds creates stronger, more adapted crops year after year and gives you more control over your food future. Step 4. Use natural systems and land wisdom. Many old techniques outperform modern systems in the long run. Try these time-tested approaches. Companion planting, pair crops that protect and feed each other, like corn, beans, and squash. Mulching. Use straw, leaves, or grass to keep moisture in and weeds out. Cover cropping. Grow fast plants like clover to fix nitrogen and protect your soil in the off-season. Rainwater use, collect, filter, and direct water using gravity, not pumps. Ask, what would my great-grandparents have done without electricity? You'll find the answers are often more efficient and more resilient. Step 5. Treat homesteading as cultural practice. Homesteading isn't just work, it's story, memory, and ritual. Here's how to make it deeper. Cook a meal using recipes from your ancestry. Grow herbs used by your grandmother or cultural healers. Involve elders or cultural leaders in teaching and decision-making. Pass these skills to the next generation, just like they were passed to you. The garden becomes more than food. It becomes legacy. Chapter 5. Protecting Your Homestead from System Pushback. how to stay independent, legal, and resilient when rules, restrictions, or outside forces try to limit your homesteading life. Homesteading gives you freedom, but sometimes systems push back. Cities may fine you for growing food in the front yard. Homeowners' associations may ban chickens or clotheslines. Corporations may try to sell you homesteading products that cost more than they help. This chapter will teach you how to stay informed, legal, and independent so you can keep building the life you want. Step 1. Know the rules in your area. Start by learning the basic laws where you live. Are backyard chickens allowed? Can you keep bees? What are the noise or animal limits? Are there limits on rainwater collection? Can you compost openly, or do you need a closed bin? You can find this information on your city or county website. If you live in an HOA, check their guidelines too. Tip: if a rule seems unfair, don't panic. Many of them can be challenged or changed with community support. Step 2. Stay low-key when needed. In some places, it's better to keep a low profile. Use small chicken breeds that are quiet. Blend edible plants into your landscaping. Use rain barrels that match your house color. Build discreet compost bins with lids. You don't have to hide, but you don't need to advertise everything either. Let your results speak for themselves. Step 3. Build friendly relationships with neighbors. One of the best protections for your homestead is community trust. When neighbors like and trust you, they're less likely to complain and more likely to support you if trouble comes. Ways to build trust: share extra produce or eggs, offer help or advice with gardening, explain what you're doing and why, invite them to see your garden or setup. A good neighbor relationship can stop a code complaint before it starts. Step 4. Stand firm against greenwashing. Many companies now sell overpriced homesteading kits, branded seeds, or unnecessary gadgets. Remember, you don't need luxury garden beds. You don't need name-brand composters. You don't need designer tools or boxed food systems. Most of what you need, you can build, trade, or reuse. Homesteading is about empowerment, not consumption. Choose knowledge over packaging. Step 5. Use your voice and know your rights. If you face unfair restrictions, gather community support, speak at city council meetings, start a petition, share your story in local media, join online groups fighting for homesteader rights. Many outdated rules were written without homesteaders in mind. You have the right to grow food, collect water, and care for your land. Change can happen, but it starts with you. Chapter 6, Building a Homesteading Community Around You. How to create local support systems, barter networks, and neighborhood cooperation for long-term resilience. Homesteading isn't just about doing everything by yourself. It's about interdependence, not isolation. The strongest homesteads are connected to a community. That might mean trading eggs for herbs, sharing tools, or teaching skills to others. This chapter will show you how to build a local support network, even if you're the only homesteader on your block right now. Step 1. Start with your neighbors. Look around. Who lives nearby? You don't need everyone to homestead, but you do need people who care, who share, and who want to live better. Start small. Offer extra produce, herbs, or eggs. Ask if anyone gardens, composts, or cans food. Organize a seasonal block party or garden swap. Start a group text or message thread for local sharing. The goal is to open a door, not to convince or lecture. Show them what's possible. Step 2. Create a barter or trade system. Money isn't always the best way to get what you need. Try bartering with people around you. You might trade fresh eggs for firewood, canned jam for sewing repairs, garden help for cooking lessons, soap for herbal tea. Bartering builds trust and keeps value inside your community. Keep it simple, no contracts, just clear communication and mutual respect. Step 3. Share tools, skills, and time. Many homesteading tools don't need to be owned by everyone. Why not share what you have? You can start a shared tool shed or tool lending group. Create a calendar for borrowing things like dehydrators or seed spreaders. Take turns hosting work days to help each other with big projects. Teach each other your strengths: gardening, soap making, building, cooking. The more people participate, the stronger the community becomes. Step 4, build a local food and resource map. Know what's around you, make a list, or map of, local farmers' markets, butchers or bakers, herbalists or healers, seed libraries or community gardens, people who raise animals or keep bees. Having this information helps everyone stay connected and prepared, especially during emergencies. You can do this digitally or on paper. Update it often, share it freely. Step 5, grow the culture. Once your network begins to form, help it grow deeper. Try these ideas: host monthly potlucks with homegrown food, organize Skillshare weekends or classes, run a seasonal seed swap, create a local homesteading newsletter or bulletin board, start a community composting project. The goal is not just survival. The goal is a culture of self-reliance, care, and abundance. Chapter 7, how to handle burnout and hard seasons on the homestead. What to do when things go wrong and how to stay grounded when homesteading gets tough. Homesteading is rewarding, but it's also hard work. There will be days when the plants die, the animals get sick, you feel tired, and your family wonders if it's all worth it. That's normal. This chapter will help you recognize burnout early, fix common problems, and stay mentally strong when the work gets overwhelming. Step 1, recognize the signs of homesteading burnout. Burnout can sneak up on you. Here's how it often shows up. You feel exhausted before the day starts. You dread garden chores. You feel irritated with your family or animals. You lose motivation to cook, preserve, or plan. You start thinking about quitting altogether, and if any of these sound familiar, it's time to pause, not push harder. Step 2, give yourself permission to rest. Rest is part of the work. You don't need to do everything every day. Try this. Take one full day off per week. Simplify your routines. Fewer plants, fewer animals, fewer commitments. Eat what's in the freezer instead of cooking from scratch. Say no to new projects until you feel better. Your homestead doesn't have to run at full speed all the time. Step 3, accept that failure is part of the process. Things will go wrong. Crops will fail from drought, pests, or disease. Animals will get sick or escape. Tools will break. Schedules will fall apart. That doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're learning. Write down what went wrong. Make a simple plan to fix one thing at a time. Let the rest go. Step 4, communicate with your household. Burnout is heavier when you feel alone. If you live with others, have an honest conversation. What tasks feel too heavy right now? Who can help more, even just a little? What can you pause or scale back together? Let your family know how you feel. Homesteading works best when it's shared. Step 5, build a backup plan. Prepare for hard seasons in advance. That might mean stocking canned goods for weeks when the garden fails, freezing extra meals during the good times, having backup tools, parts, or seeds, learning quick low-effort meals and chores, asking neighbors for help before you reach your limit. Preparedness prevents panic. Step 6, reconnect with your purpose. When burnout hits, remember why you started. Look at your first harvest photo. Cook a meal using food you grew. Walk through your garden slowly without working. Say thank you to the land, the water, the sun. Small moments of gratitude can reset your whole mindset. Chapter 8, Making Homesteading a Sacred Daily Practice. How to turn your routines into rituals and find peace, presence, and meaning in your work. Homesteading is not just about survival. It's also about connection to nature, to your body, to your values, and to something bigger than yourself. This chapter shows you how to make homesteading more than a task list. It becomes a way of life that brings peace, focus, and healing. Step 1. Start and end your day with intention. Begin each day with a quiet moment before the work begins. You might stand barefoot in the grass, breathe deeply with your hands in the soil, say a short word of thanks, watch the sunrise before feeding the animals. At the end of the day, take another moment to reflect. Ask yourself, what did I grow today? What did I notice? What am I grateful for? These simple pauses keep you grounded. Step 2. Treat chores as mindful practices. Washing vegetables, hanging laundry, turning compost. These are not just chores, they're opportunities for presence. While you work, breathe slowly. Move with care. Focus on the textures, smells, and sounds. Let go of rushing. Think of each task as a form of meditation. Step 3. Create small daily rituals. Add moments of meaning into your homestead rhythm. Here are a few ideas. Light a candle before cooking from your harvest. Offer the first fruit of the season back to the earth. Say the name of the plant as you water it. Journal while sipping tea you grew and dried. Hang herbs with intention, naming what you want to heal. You don't need to follow any belief system. These are simple ways to honor the life you're building. Step 4. Build an anchor, space for peace. Create one spot on your land or inside your home just for stillness. It could be a shaded bench near the garden, a small altar with seeds and stones, a porch chair with a view, a windowsill with growing herbs. Visit this space daily, even for 5 minutes. Use it to breathe, think, or simply be. Step 5. Observe the natural cycles. Tune into the cycles that guide your land. Sunrise and sunset, moon phases, seasons, rainfall patterns, animal migrations, insect rhythms. When you work with these cycles, not against them, you find harmony. For example, plant certain crops with the new moon. Harvest at dawn or dusk. Let winter be a time for rest and planning. Step 6. Connect with your ancestors or personal values. Homesteading often awakens memories of those who came before. Cook a family recipe. Grow a plant your grandmother loved. Use tools passed down from elders. Tell stories as you work. Teach what you know to your children. And if you don't know your lineage, build your own tradition. Let your values guide you. Kindness, simplicity, self-reliance, care. Chapter 9. Homesteading through a crisis. How to stay safe, prepared, and self-reliant when the grid goes down or systems fail. Emergencies don't wait for perfect timing. Power outages, food shortages, storms, and internet failures can happen anytime. But if you're homesteading, you already have tools in place that most people don't. This chapter will help you organize your homestead for resilience and calm when a real crisis hits. Step 1. Prepare for power outages. When the grid goes down, basic power is often the first to go. Plan ahead. Use solar lights, lanterns, or candles for backup lighting. Have a solar or hand crank phone charger ready. Freeze bottles of water to keep food cold in coolers. Keep backup fuel for generators, wood stoves, or rocket stoves. Know how to cook off-grid. Use fire pits, propane, or solar ovens. If you preserve food, make sure your freezer has backup power or a short-term plan. Step 2. Store and rotate water. Water is essential. Plan to have at least 1 gallon per person per day. Extra for pets, plants, and sanitation. A rain barrel system if allowed in your area. A Berkey-style gravity filter or life straw for purification. Clean buckets with lids for storing backup water indoors. Refresh stored water every 3 to 6 months. Step 3. Build a 30-day food supply. Use your garden pantry and preserved goods to stay stocked. Focus on dry staples, rice, beans, oats, flour. Home canned or store-bought canned vegetables, fruits, and meats, salt, sugar, spices, and oils, herbal teas, and medicinal herbs. fermented foods for gut health and vitamins. Keep track of expiration dates. Use what you store and store what you use. Step 4. Set up home security and communication. In a long-term blackout, safety matters. Plan simple steps. Keep flashlights and radios in easy-to-find spots. Use walkie-talkies or signal plans if phone lines fail. Know your neighbors and agree on mutual check-ins. Keep gates and coops secure. Store important papers in a fireproof box. If you live in a rural area, consider motion lights, dog alerts, or safe room plans. Step 5. Build community during a crisis. No one thrives in isolation during a breakdown. Reach out to neighbors with extra food, tools, or fuel, local farmers or barter networks, friends with solar generators or livestock, online or radio groups with local updates. Homesteading isn't just survival, it's mutual strength. In a real emergency, community is your best asset. Step 6, stay mentally strong and calm. Crisis is easier when you've practiced peace. Stick to your daily rhythm as much as possible. Cook familiar meals from your supplies. Write down your plan each morning. Sit outside, observe the sky, touch the soil. Speak calmly with family, especially children. You've trained for this. Homesteading teaches you to be resourceful, steady, and adaptable.